for Paula. Pastoralia. 1. I have to admit, I'm not feeling my best. Not that I'm doing so bad. Not that I really have anything to complain about. Not that I would actually verbally complain if I did have something to complain about. No, because I'm thinking positive, saying positive. I'm sitting back on my haunches, waiting for people to poke in their heads. Although it's been 13 days since anyone poked in their head, and Janet's speaking English to me more and more, which is partly why I feel so, you know, crummy. "Geez," she says first thing this morning, "I'm so tired of roast goat I could scream." What am I supposed to say to that? It puts me in a bad spot. She thinks I'm a goody-goody and that her speaking English makes me uncomfortable. And she's right. It does. Because we've got it good. Every morning, a new goat, just killed, sits in our big slot. In our little slot, a book of matches. That's better than some. Some are required to catch wild hares and snares. Some are required to wear pioneer garb while cutting the heads off chickens. But not us. I just have to haul the dead goat out of the big slot and skin it with a sharp flint. Janet just has to make the fire. So things are pretty good. Not as good as in the old days, but then again, not so bad. In the old days, when heads were constantly poking in, we liked what we did. Really hammed it up. Had little grunting fights. Whenever I was about to toss a handful of dirt in her face, I'd pound a rock against a rock in rage. That way she knew to close her eyes. Sometimes she did this kind of crude weaving. It was like roots of weaving. Sometimes we'd go down to Russian peasant farm for a barbecue. I remember there was Murray and Leon. Leon was dating Eileen. Eileen was the one with all the cats. But now with the big decline in heads poking in, the Russian peasants are all elsewhere. Some to administration, but most not. Eileen's cats have gone wild, and honest to God, sometimes I worry I'll go to the big slot and find it goatless. 2. This morning I go to the big slot and find it goatless. Instead of a goat, there's a note. Hold on, it says. The goat's coming, for Christ's sake. Don't get all snooty. The problem is, what am I supposed to do during the time when I'm supposed to be skinning the goat with the flint? I decide to pretend to be desperately ill. I rock in a corner and moan. This gets old. Skinning the goat with the flint takes the better part of an hour. No way am I rocking and moaning for an hour. Janet comes in from her separate area and her eyebrows go up. "No freaking goat," she says. I make some guttural sounds and some motions meaning big rain come down and boom, make goats run, goats now away, away in high hills. And as my fear was great, I did not follow. Janet scratches under her armpit and makes a sound like a monkey, then lights a cigarette. "What a bunch of shit," she says. "Why you insist, I'll never know. Who's here? Do you see anyone here but us?" I gesture to her to put out the cigarette and make the fire. She gestures to me to kiss her butt. "Why am I making a fire?" she says. "A fire in advance of a goat. Is this like a wishful fire? Like a hopeful fire? No, sorry, I've had it. What would I do in the real world if there was thunder and so on and our goats actually ran away? Maybe I'd mourn, like cut myself with that flint, or maybe I'd kick your ass for being so stupid as to leave the goats out in the rain. What, they didn't put it in the big slot?" I scowl at her and shake my head. "Well, did you at least check the little slot?" she says. "Maybe it was a small goat and they really crammed it in. Maybe for once they gave us a nice quail or something." I give her a look, then walk off in a rolling gait to check the little slot. Nothing. "Well, freak this," she says. "I'm going to walk right out of here and see what the hell is up." But she won't. She knows it and I know it. She sits on her log and smokes, and together we wait to hear a clunk in the big slot. About lunch, we hit the reserve crackers. About dinner, we again hit the reserve crackers. No heads poke in, and there's no clunk in either the big or little slot.